Greetings, everyone. Rod here. I've decided that part of what I can do for Remington Seed is to give all you folks my thoughts at key times of the year, maybe even a little encouragement along the way. Next year will be my 50th year in the seed business, and I have some things I would like to share with you about the business, and you can decide for yourself if these things have any redeeming value for you. Over those 50 years, one thing I've learned that impacted me the most in a positive way was how to handle worry. When you're working with a living organism like seed and relying on another human being, the farmer, to manage that living organism in the proper way for the proper outcome, it can cause a conscientious person like yourself to worry about the outcome. None of you at Remington are immune to worry. I used to worry a lot, and I hated it. I think I got it from my father. He used to worry all the time. When I was in high school, I would stay up late doing homework in the living room, which is located next to my parents' bedroom. It seemed that on the nights when my dad was worrying the most, he would go to bed early. I could hear him and my mom lying in bed talking. He was busy telling her everything that was bothering him at the time. Eventually, it got quiet as he rolled over, settled down, and went to sleep. And my mom would sit up in bed and start worrying. For many years as a seed seller, I continued my worrying ways. And if you're like I was, this is the time of year I hated the most, when I finally realized that the time had passed for correcting mistakes I had made prior to my seed growing in the ground. All I could think about was the worry I was, why I was worrying, and what might happen as a result. Nothing has changed much in the worrying department over the years. Those who continue to worry and work with farmers continue to worry, because farmers are producing a living organism they don't have control of all the time. And those who continue to work with farmers in producing that crop continue to make some of those same mistakes I made as a young neophyte when working with farmers. Maybe the new grower you're working with didn't follow the top five factors when it came to putting the crop in the ground properly, and now has an uneven stand. Maybe you allowed certain growers to plant your varieties wherever and however they wanted to plant them. Now you're worried about how things will turn out. Maybe you let certain growers skip fungicide treatments because they didn't want to spend the money in this dry year. None of those things I explained above should have occurred. So if you want to live in peace, you need to understand two things. One, every time you compromise your values, you decrease your chance of winning when growing your seed crop. It will not only give you a reason to worry, but you will seldom achieve your goal with that grower. The second thing you need to know is, since worry can cause a lot of stress because you can't change what you've done, worrying a lot can wear you out. So if you find yourself in that position, consult Matthew 6, 25-34 in the New Testament. It will tell you why worrying is fruitless and cause you unnecessary pain. It will put it all in perspective. Keep up the great work. Stick to your goals of having all of your new prospective growers in place prior to harvest, along with all of your intention plans in place prior to harvest. Rely on your calendar. Stick to your plan. Practice your story and execute it. Above all, stop worrying and have a great week. I'm Rod Ostis.